You're listening to SBS News.
I've had many calls from my counterpart foreign ministers who are very politely asking why I'm no longer the foreign minister and what happened to the prime minister. There have been some rather unkind comments about Australia being the Italy of the South Pacific and the coup capital of the world.
That was Liberal MP Julie Bishop in her first television interview since Malcolm Turnbull was ousted as prime minister. Miss Bishop, who eventually contested but lost her bid for the leadership during the spill, has spoken openly about her view of issues in Australian federal politics. She has criticised what she calls vicious behaviour in Parliament, telling the Nine Network having more female representatives would help address the problem.
Do you think if the gender balance was changed in Parliament, so it's roughly 50-50, that would change the nature of politics?
I believe it would make a difference. I have been in a cabinet where I was the only female, and then five female colleagues joined me, and they were vastly different discussions and debates.
Overall, less than one in four federal Liberal MPs are women, compared with almost half of the Labor representatives. Labor adopted a resolution in 2015 for women to make up 50% of its parliamentarians by 2025. The Liberal Party has no such quotas, with Prime Minister Scott Morrison, one of many, saying merit would be in question if quotas were introduced. Miss Bishop, the first female foreign minister for Australia, says it is hard to say all of the male MPs have their positions because of merit.
Is it all meritorious?
Well, of course, you can go through it person by person. I believe that targets are an appropriate mechanism. It's not the only mechanism, but I have seen it work elsewhere.
Andrea Carson, an incoming associate professor of politics at Melbourne's La Trobe University, says gender quotas are the only way to create equal representation. She says the argument of merit is flawed.
I think you just need to look at the Labor Party and see that the elected female representatives they have are meritorious, irrespective of the fact that there's quotas in place. The opposite to that is to look at some of the male candidates that or representatives that are in Parliament, and I don't think you get an Australian consensus that they're all meritorious.
Julie Bishop also criticised the raucous behaviour in parliamentary question time. Female Liberal MPs Julia Banks, Anne Sudmalis and Lucy Gachui have all cited bullying and intimidation as problems in Parliament. Miss Banks and Miss Sudmalis will not contest the next election as a result. Miss Bishop says politicians are often lauded for being as ruthless as possible.
I think the question time probably does more damage to the reputation of the political class than any other issue. There's far too much throwing of insults and vicious behaviour, name-calling and the like, and the public see that as no better than schoolchildren. In fact, not as well behaved as schoolchildren.
Would you say you've always been an angel in question time?
Not at all. As a minister and as a shadow minister, you are judged on your ability to strike a blow against your political opponent.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison is reluctant to talk about the behaviour of politicians during question time. Asked if there'll be changes to make the debate more civil, he has chosen to speak about strawberries.
Well, ultimately, they're matters for the Speaker. And I thought the Speaker last night, I think, provided some good responses and some good measured comments, as Smithy always does. I mean, I think Tony Smith has been an outstanding Speaker of the House of Representatives. He's well respected right around the chamber. And I thought it was interesting in the piece last night that they were able to bring in the strawberries bill, which showed that, you know, for all the to-ing and fro-ing, we were able last week to get a bill through the House in about 36 hours to deal with an issue of real concern to Australians.
Labor MP Andrew Lee says more women in Parliament would help change the dynamic of the debates. He has told Sky News Labor is already achieving greater female representation and the Liberal Party needs to do the same.
As the gender composition of question time changes, as the Parliament changes, you also see differences in this. I mean, I'm really struck sitting on the side of the House, which is about half women, looking across the side of the House, that's about a fifth women, that there are differences in how people comport themselves in question time.
But One Nation leader Pauline Hanson says Miss Bishop is only drawing attention to the issue out of spite. Senator Hanson has told Channel 7 she believes Miss Bishop has contributed to the poor behaviour in question time as much as any male MP.
I can't believe her comments. It's like the pot calling the kettle black. She's been on the floor of Parliament. She's been one of them involved in all this. The whole fact is, look, she's sour grapes because she didn't get deputy leader. She didn't get to be prime minister. Now she's on the back bench. Now she's making all these comments.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.